Welcome in, everybody, to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. We are back. Week one is done. Almost. Not quite yet. What are we doing? We are watching the game. It is Monday night. We're doing the podcast, and we got the game rolling right now. It is currently tied and in overtime. So we're going to try to do this. We're going to see how this works. But, yeah, we'll be giving you a play-by-play as it goes along here. How are you guys doing? What do you feel about this game going on?
It's way more interesting than I thought it was going to be honest.
Yeah, especially with a big Aaron Rodgers injury early. Zach Wilson keeping him in the game. Yeah, like you said, we're in overtime right now, kind of just waiting on this result.
Yes, and week one is done in the books. What are your first impressions?
I'm ready to overreact to a bunch of things that happened.
Same.
It was quite the week one, and we'll go over it for you.
It was such a, right. Like, the first set of games was, they were so slow starting also,
so
you know?
Boring.
It was so slow.
Turnovers, not a lot of touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Halftime of the morning games, there was 13 touchdowns with 16 teams playing. Yeah, it was a rough one. Rough one indeed. FantasyFootballFools.com. Go check us out over there. Yeah.
Do we think that has anything to do with, like, teams not playing in the preseason? Like, is this them, like,
yeah,
what they used to do playing in the preseason? Like, shaking off the rust, doing those kinds of things?
Well, the biggest example of that is Joe Burrow.
Oh.
You know?
Save that for later.
Yeah, I'll save it, but basically, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Uh-oh, the man. Jets getting loose on a punt return.
Got
one man to beat.
And he beat him.
Jets punt return, touchdown.
Jets win the game on a punt return.
Zach Wilson, the savior.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Who needs Aaron Rodgers?
Wow. My Super Bowl pick, the Bills, down against Zach Wilson.
Wow. All right. We should do more of these.
We're doing it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. There you go. Monday Night Football. The Jets come out victorious, and it is a craziness on the field right now. All right. Let's get back into it real quick. TheFantasyFootballFools.com. That's our website. Go check us out there. And then on X, formerly Twitter, Fantasy Fools Pod. We will try to post more often there. And if you have any questions, just shoot them at us over there, and we'll try to answer them as best as we can, because we are some fools around here. All right, let's get right into it, shall we?
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Injuries, injuries, injuries. Of course, we talked about it. Aaron Rodgers played 4 snaps. Ooh. Rough going.
Yeah, and it didn't actually look that bad. It wasn't a hard tackle or anything. It's just, I guess, his ankle moved the wrong way.
Yeah, so we don't know yet. Obviously, this is Monday night. The game just ended. But it looks like it could possibly be an Achilles injury. He got carted off the field. He was walking in a walking boot, but it did not look good. It is definitely something that is probably multiple weeks, if not the season ending.
Yeah, I think you always worry about those, like, not non-contact injuries, but the ones that don't look so bad, those always end up being the worst ones, right? Obviously with ACLs and things like that. But as you mentioned, looks like an Achilles, which that could put him out for the season. So we'll see. Again, more info to come.
Did you see his face when he, like, was sitting there and they just zoomed in on his face? And it was just like he knew, like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, he might need to go on another dark retreat this season while he's recovering.
I did already see a meme at halftime. I was already looking at memes, and one of them was him sitting there, and it said, when you forget your ayahuasca at home or something. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, poor Rodgers. But, hey, they got it done against the Bills, so we'll see how this team moves along. Moving forward. All right, a couple other injuries here. Of course, another big one, J.K. Dobbins out for the season.
That's rough, man.
He had a good game, too.
He would have had a really great game if he had been able to stay in.
Guess what the injury was? Achilles.
Exactly. That's what you kind of worry about with Rodgers, right? But yeah, like you said, he had a decent start there. Yeah, so with Dobbins out, I think the guys you're looking at, Justice Hill, Gus Edwards, those are the backups. They promoted Melvin Gordon today from the practice squad. Yep. So I think you're looking at running back by committee. When Dobbins went out, Justice Hill ran in 2 touchdowns. So he was looking like the short yardage guy there.
Which, by the way, has he always been the number two? No, right?
It's been Gus Edwards. Yeah. Justice Hill has been like the third down passing back. Yeah. And for whatever reason, yeah, they gave it to him on the goal line. So
that upsets me a lot because I had Gus Edwards as my like low running back for one of my
DraftKings.
Yeah, one of my daily fantasies. And I'm like, when Dobbins went out, I was like, okay, well, hopefully Gus Edwards can get me some money. And then he did not.
I think it's going to be, to your point, Brandon, it's going to be a committee. And I think especially after this happened with J.K. Dobbins, they're not going to run anyone into the ground. They're going to kind of just
Well, it's not even about that, though. Like, how are you going to – it's not about running somebody into the ground. Are you talking about like because somebody else could get hurt?
No, I mean, just not. It won't be the same person every week is what I'm saying. I think.
And they did that last year too, right? They signed guys like Kenyon Drake and Latavius Murray. And so they've been here before. Dobbins was hurt, you know, the last couple of years. He's been hurt every year. So they've always had to replace him with usually some veterans.
And last year, Dobbins went down. And then the next week, Gus Edwards went down.
And so, yeah, is this also maybe this is a Kareem Hunt spot, a Leonard Fournette spot, right? I could see
Jonathan Taylor
signing a backup, maybe trading for Taylor if they feel like they're in. Who knows?
Who knows, man? I don't see it happening, but who knows?
But there's nobody right now on the roster that I'm excited to start in my lineup on that in the running back position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm more excited about is I have Lamar, and I know it was a rough week, guys, for Lamar, if you guys have him out there. But, hey, he's going to have to do something more now if they don't have another running back or they're just switching off. So I think he will be better moving forward. Again, it's week one. Don't go crazy. Don't overreact, even though we're going to do that today.
Too late.
Austin Eckler dealing with an ankle injury suffered during the game. He did great. I got him on my team. He may miss practice this week. It's kind of unclear, but I don't think it's super serious.
I don't think so. Yeah, it was an ankle. You never know. But even while he was, you know, playing well, the backup Josh Kelly played well also. He had 16 carries, I think 91 yards. So he looked really good on the ground too. So he's kind of a name to monitor if Austin Eckler was to miss, you know, a week or two, kind of recovering from this injury.
He was in the running for my balls to the wall this week, but we'll talk about that later. Anthony Richardson, of course, the number 4 overall pick. He the very last player near the end of the game kind of got hurt there.
I hurt his knee.
Yeah,
but I guess it's just a bruise.
Yeah, they said he's going to be okay. I mean, still, you never know. Yeah. So keep
and he's
a
guy I worry about too. Just he kind of plays in the Josh Allen style. Like he's just bigger than everybody else.
Just,
he thinks he can truck guys. Just can't take those hits like consistently throughout a game. So again, we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't be surprised if he got hurt later in the year also, just from the hits kind of adding up.
Tyler Lockett, a possible concussion. We'll see moving forward. I don't know where he is in the protocol as of now. It's Monday, so obviously he's not very far. But Jackson Smith-Njigba, you think he's going to be the guy to start if Lockett's out?
Yeah, I think he actually looked good too. He was out in training camp. He had a little injury with his hand, and he looked to take on a lot of snaps this week. Seattle wasn't great, and I think we'll probably talk about them a little bit later too. But yeah, he's definitely a guy that can play really, really well. He was kind of the third receiver that played with Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson in college, so just a loaded receiving core, and he was outstanding there also. So,
Aaron Rodgers, hamstring injury. He was grabbing
Aaron
his
Jones.
Leg. Sorry, Aaron Jones.
Aaron Rodgers also hurt.
Yes. Oh, yeah, also hurt.
Also grabbing his leg. Aaron Jones, hamstring injury as he was running into the
end zone. So, he actually stayed on the sidelines. In pads. So it might not be that bad because he was there hanging out. You know, if it was bad, he would have been taken out, you know, gone to the back and not come back or come back in like sweats, you know. But he was still in pads, kind of like, oh, if they need him, you know, which wasn't the case. But I feel like he could have pushed through if he needed to.
I had to guess. I think he plays this week, but obviously something you're monitoring.
Yeah.
And then Deontay Johnson, also hamstring injury. He was quickly ruled out.
And that was a no contact injury, right? He just like, I'm pretty sure that was no contact.
Yeah, I think that wasn't no contact. He was just running and just kind of happened. So those are kind of scary. For some reason, those feel like they last longer than contact injuries.
They do, and they seem to happen more often too at the beginning of the season. Again, guys that haven't played a lot of football, they kind of get back into it, and you see a lot of hamstrings these first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, they go from practice and where they're kind of taking it easy to like, you know, 100%.
Full go.
Yeah.
Mike Williams was evaluated for a head injury. but he returned to the game. This just shows you Mike Williams will probably get hurt.
Always.
Always.
So, yeah, keep an eye on those other Charger receivers. Jacoby Myers, I don't know. What happened to him?
Concussion. He took a bad hit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was probably the worst hit of the weekend, I think, that I saw. So who knows? Again, concussions, they got to go through the full NFL protocol, which they've obviously been very careful on the last few seasons. I wouldn't be surprised to see him miss this week two game against Buffalo, possibly coming back in week three. But again, just keep an eye on it.
Pat Freiermuth took a hard hit to the chest.
Hard hit to the chest.
And he, I don't think he returned to the game. I think he was out for the rest of the game. So monitor that as well. Any other
Olave? Olave went out, but he came back in, so he's fine.
Yeah, the only other one I would say would be Travis Kelce. Obviously, didn't play week one.
Yeah, of course. And Mark Andrews.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the tight ends, right? We talk about it being awful, and there's your two best ones. They didn't even play week one.
Immediately out.
Yeah, just keep an eye on Travis Kelce. I would assume he comes back for week two, but if not, he'll be back very, very soon.
Oh, and then George Kittle didn't play.
He played.
Did he play?
He played, yeah.
Oh, I thought, because I didn't see any points on him.
Yeah, he was questionable, but he did play.
I get it. He didn't play.
He scored like a point, I think. So, you know, it's like he didn't play.
And that's our injury news. Let's move on.
Awesome!
These guys were awesome this week. They were the top performers in their position. And we're going to start with quarterbacks.
Guess who is crazy.
Yeah. Guess who was number one? Tua Tagovailoa.
I mean, him, he's all right. Yeah,
he was awesome.
Yeah, I would expect it from him, though. He started off last year hot, too. So, that's fine.
He stays healthy. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, but who knows?
The rest of this list is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yes. Yes. Rattle them all. Definitely will. All right. In order here, we got Mac Jones, Jordan Love, and then you got Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert. So it gets kind of better after that. But yeah, number two guy, Mac Jones, with 28 points. He had 316 yards, three touchdowns. Did we see that coming?
No.
Playing against Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, and I was talking about how this is his year to move forward or he's going to get benched, you know? So, good start for him. They didn't win the game, but, I mean, at least he was doing something.
Good stats right there. He is 8% rostered, in case you wanted to know.
Yeah, because everybody knows he's terrible. Yeah.
Jordan Love, Green Bay. Do we love Love? He had 245 yards, three touchdowns, and they beat Chicago 38-20.
Was he that good or was Chicago that bad?
Both. I think he was impressive. Again, he was the only guy to throw for over 200 yards. No, I'm sorry. He was the only guy to throw for three touchdowns without an interception this week. So he was he was solid. He looked good. Again, he's been in the system for a long time. He played without Christian Watson, his best receiver. Still put up those numbers. So I think he looks solid. But we'll see as the season goes along. But yeah, I thought it was a solid debut for Jordan Love.
And we'll see when he plays like better teams. Yeah. That's the other thing. Oh, well, next week.
They play Atlanta this week. Yeah.
So this one's going to be another good week.
A decent test. Could be a decent test.
I want to talk about this one. Patrick Mahomes was the number four quarterback with 226 yards, two touchdowns, 45 yards rushing without Travis Kelce. So they lost the game, and they looked pretty bad. But he still was number four quarterback, so that shows you why you draft him so high, right?
And think about how many drops like Kadarius Toney had. He was miserable.
Three in the fourth quarter alone, right? Yeah.
So I think Mahomes was again, this might be the worst game of the season that he'll have. And he's still, like you mentioned, 23 fantasy points, fourth quarterback. He's only going to get better as Kelce comes back.
So I'm pretty sure we brought this up during the last episode. But I said the Kansas City is one Travis Kelce injury away from being in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? And then I think you guys were like, oh, well, they still have Patrick. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, he's still good, but, you know, and I guess he can throw it around and do whatever. Well, this shows that they would be in trouble without Kelce, in my opinion. And so do you guys think they're going to go, like, realizing that now, they're going to go look for a receiver?
I don't think so. I think Mahomes has that. He can get it done. And the thing is, there were so many drops in that game. So, yes, if they're going to look for a receiver, it's to replace one of the ones that they have, but it doesn't have to be.
Not even necessarily replace one of them, but they could take, like they lost Hill, so why not go after another guy? No, it's not going to be like that, but, you know, similar.
My counter to that would be, who did they have last year? And they won the Super Bowl, right? They have the same receiving, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well, no, I know. Nothing, but what I'm saying, though, is they had Kelce. If Kelce, gets hurt.
Oh, Kelce's gone. I'm sure they have to figure something else
out. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, do they realize now, like, oh, crap, if he's gone, we are in trouble, so we should have somebody, you know.
I think if he was to get injured again, then certainly they would look to make a move. But I think they know him coming back, that's going to just elevate everybody else.
I think Andy Reid is not going to overreact after week one. but if it continues that way, then yeah, there's maybe something to talk about there. I want to talk about a couple other guys here, because why not? You like him. Trevor Lawrence, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, 31-21. They beat the Colts. Nothing. But what did you think of
He looked good in T-Law. The first half. He was one of the guys that looked good to start, but it was still like a slow start like everything else. But he was actually looking really good, and he slowed down towards the end of the game. That's my only, you know, concern. But because it was close for so long, you know, because the Colts did way better than I think anybody
Colts
expected.
Like winning the game late in the third.
Yeah,
fourth
yeah.
Quarter.
So I was
yeah.
like, what is going on? So he did look good. And the connection with Calvin Ridley, you know, that looks great. So they're going to have a good season together, I think, you know. But yeah, I think like we were talking about earlier, just first week, everybody's kind of just knocking the rust off. So I think they'll be fine.
What about the Raiders' Garoppolo with 200 yards, 2 touchdowns?
I think, yeah, he kind of did what you want him to do, right? He's going to be solid. He's going to hit open receivers. Jacoby Myers played well. He obviously has Devontae Adams. So he made those guys look good. That's what you want out of him.
And he did exactly what you expect out of him.
I think that's going to be like his standard game for the season, right?
Yeah.
200 yards, a couple touchdowns. That's what you're looking for out of him.
Yeah, except it's Denver. So,
yeah.
You know, Denver's terrible.
That's right.
He was the number 8 quarterback of the week, and Derek Carr was number 16.
Derek Carr was a big disappointment. I guess we'll get to him.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to some receivers. Let's go to wide receiver. Number 1 wide receiver of the week, 37 points. Again, these are not PPR or half PPR. We do straight standard format in our league, so we're going to give you the standard format. It's probably a lot more if you play PPR. But Tyreek had 37 points. He had 215 yards and 2 touchdowns. He was a beast.
He was unbelievable. He's... talk about week one overreaction. I'm like, I wish I would have taken him in the first round in every draft, because he just looks unstoppable. Like every time, I don't know how much of the game you guys watched, but every time he caught the ball, I was like trying to find the defender and they're like out of the screen or like 10 yards behind him. Like he's so incredible at creating separation. He said his goal was to score or to get 2,000 yards this season and 215 yards. He's well on his way. So again, if Tua stays healthy, he stays healthy. He's an absolute monster.
And if they stay healthy and continue to play like this, which they did the beginning of last year, there's no reason why they can't take the division either.
Yeah, we've seen this before, right? And especially with Buffalo losing tonight, they were the favorites. Yeah, they are so explosive. Again, it all comes down to the health of their quarterback.
Brandon Ayuk, 25 points, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns.
That is why George Kittle had nothing to do with this game.
he looked great. Ayuk, he leveled up last year. I think it was his best year, and he had, 800 yards or something last year. But this year, I think he's leveling up even more. And I think he's probably their number 2 after McCaffrey. I think Debo may be number 3 now.
That's what I was going to say. I like him over Debo as the best receiver in that, or the receiver in the offense that I want to own. And especially as you go back to drafts, right? You could take him 3 or 4 rounds after Debo Samuel, and he straight up just might be better.
Jacoby Myers from the Raiders, number 3. That's an interesting one-off right there, right? 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. I guess they were just double-teaming the big guy.
Maybe. I think he's a solid number 2 option. I mean, the Raiders, you know, I feel like they haven't had a good second receiver. They've had Devontae Adams, obviously, last year. They had Amari Cooper before. They just never had that guy on the opposite side. So maybe Myers can be that guy and have a good season.
And in Yahoo, he's only 50% rostered. Just a heads up there. This guy, the next guy, the number 4 receiver of the week, is 3% rostered in Yahoo leagues here. He got 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those 2 touchdowns, are they going to happen every week? Probably not, but it's Kendrick Bourne from New England. Again, Mac Jones, he's got to throw to somebody.
Yeah, and I think they have a lot of guys that you're kind of like, who's it going to be?
Whatever.
Yeah, he's solid. He's fast. I want to see a little bit more of it before I trust him, but... if he becomes the number 1 offense or number 1 weapon in New England, that's certainly going to be something if Mac Jones continues to throw the ball well.
Eliseo, this guy's on your team, 101 yards, 1 touchdown, Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I was really excited about him going into the season, and that is why. I think he's going to have a great season, like I was saying earlier.
I loved him. Yeah, he's I don't have him in any league, and I tried to get him in every league, and he just went, you know, a little before I was able to take him. But he looked outstanding for a guy who hasn't played football in, you know, a year and a half or 2 years or whatever it was. 11 targets, 101 yards, a touchdown. A lot of that came early too. I know the first drive, I think he had 4 catches and the touchdown. So huge start, kind of faded a little bit late, but his connection with Lawrence looks like it's certainly there and something to get excited about all season.
All right. Anybody else you want to talk about? Move on to running backs.
Earlier you said, oh, so he's got to throw to somebody when we were talking about Mac. Well, that just reminded me of, like, that was what you said about Aaron Rodgers last year. He's got to throw to somebody. And that's when the Stone Hands came up with Lazard. And he's got competition for that title now with Tony.
And don't overreact, because some of these people that did well week one may not be great for the whole season.
Unless you own Tony. Get rid of him, Ace.
Actually,
what I was going to say about them, it is an overreaction, but if this happens and it still hasn't been fixed by week 3, then you need to get rid of him.
Yeah. Or do you go the opposite way and do you buy low on him? You're like, I can take him for anybody on my roster. And
if you can, like if you have somebody to spare or somebody who, like if you want to give up like a wide receiver 3 for him, like a Davis or Gabe Davis
what
or something.
If
you know?
He would have caught those balls, right? Then he has, you know, 3 catches for 60 yards.
The interception,
yards,
the interception that he padded up or whatever, he, like on the still, the cornerback in his hands, but the cornerback is a good 3 feet behind him. Yeah. And the safety is like 10 yards behind him. So it's easy, you know, catch and run for another 10 yards. If he dodges that, if he is able to like...
That's the thing. He has all the talent in the world. He just doesn't have it upstairs. And that's the problem. Yeah.
Preseason, we'll see what happens moving forward. All right, running backs. Number one, running back of the week, 24 standard points, 41 rushing yards, 1 touchdown, 86 receiving yards, another touchdown, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I was expecting a big game from him, like because he's on one of my teams, and so right off the bat, I was like, oh, and just for the season in general, because I was like always thinking that Love was going to check down to him a lot, or they were just going to use him a lot to protect Love, and this game he just went off, so it was really cool. I expected it, but it's still cool that it happened instead of just like I expected it and then nothing happens.
I think part of it too, and we talked about this, I think last week, was I think we're officially out on AJ Dillon, right?
Yeah.
We said, hey, Aaron Jones is going to do it. And again, he gets hurt. AJ Dillon comes in. Did you see his stat line? 13 carries, 19 yards.
Nothing. Like, nope. Yeah, nothing.
Nope. We're out.
So if Aaron Jones is out.
Not interested. Yeah. I mean, maybe because he's the only guy.
Because he's the only guy. So, and who are they playing next week?
Atlanta.
So
decent matchup.
Yeah, he could do okay.
But you don't feel great about
it. Yeah, you don't feel great about it, but if you need him, you need him.
Yeah. Atlanta has a good run defense, right? Or they did last year. Maybe not so much this year. Christian McCaffrey, number 2, 23 points coming in right under Aaron Jones. 152 yards rushing, 1 touchdown.
And his touchdown was...
Yeah, like a 60-yarder.
Yeah, it was impressive. Awesome, yeah.
McCaffrey doing McCaffrey
just
things.
Just continuing what he did last year as soon as he got traded there. He's awesome.
By the way, LSAO has Aaron Jones and McCaffrey in our league. So
he's got 3
he's
out of 4 good hamstrings.
Yep. Austin Eckler, number 3. My guy. 117 yards, 1 touchdown, 47 yards through the air. Eckler's great. I love him. I'm glad I got him. First pick there.
Did he help you win this week, Jesse?
No, he did not. He did not.
Oh, because my running backs helped me win.
He did his part.
3 hamstrings helped me win.
The rest of my team did not do their part, okay? Drake London, we'll talk about him later. Tyler Allgeier, number 4. We didn't see this one coming at all. 75 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I don't know why people weren't talking about him this year. I know why, because they brought in the
Bijan.
But like Atlanta has the tendency to do that. They'll draft a tight end or a receiver or a running back that are really good, not use them, and then trade them away. And I mean, Hayden Hurst is a good example of that.
I think overreacting was in the draft on Bijan Robinson. He's going to be great. And, you know, this could be a very early take and I could be eating my words at the end of the season, but I don't think he's going to be that great. I think he's gonna be a number one running back.
He can be really great, or he's not gonna be really great.
Did you see his touchdown?
Yeah, it looks
unbelievable. Okay, so this is, and I'm a Bijan Robinson and a Tyler Allgeier owner, so I'm gonna go off a little bit here. Atlanta was the number one rushing offense in the league last year. And then obviously they brought in Bijan Robinson. So they're going to continue to run the ball probably more than anybody in the league. So Algier, again, 15 carries, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns. But Bijan, he had 10 carries, 56 yards, also caught all 6 passes. He was their leading receiver, most catches on the team, 27 yards, another touchdown. So first game for Bijan, 16 touches. I think he's going to steadily increase that workload. He's just so explosive. So, again, I don't think Algier is going away. I think they're both going to be factors. I just think they're going to run the ball so much that they're both going to be very viable options.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I just think if you got Algier, where you got him in the draft is such a steal compared to where you got Bijan.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know at home there, or in your car, wherever you're listening to this, I said LSU has Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey, the number one and number two running back this week. I have the number three, and Brandon has the number four and five. So we have the top
and seven.
Five. Yeah, but okay. Humble brag there.
And 11.
We have the top five running backs in our league. And so that's important in a small eight-man league. You got to have the best of the best there. Let's talk about number six, though. Kyren Williams. He had 15 carries, 52 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's the one doing it for the Rams.
Yeah, so that was another interesting – well, it was an interesting game, first of all. Obviously, I don't know that we expected the Rams to go into Seattle and handle them like they did. But he got a lot more work than I think anybody expected. Like you said, he had, 15 carries? Or
yeah, 15 for 52.
15 carries, yeah. Cam Akers did have 22 carries, but, I mean, we talked about A.J. Dillon with a bad stat line. Cam Akers, 22 carries for 29 yards. And he did score a touchdown. They just, I mean, again, they ran the ball 40 times. But Kyren Williams looked like a really good playmaker. The thought was he was going to be their third down running back. But they obviously used him a lot more than that. Again, 15 carries, 2 touchdowns. I'm curious to see what the Rams look like moving forward because I don't think anybody expected them to go in there and win that game. They play San Francisco this week, so I think we'll kind of see a better test. But the Rams did shock me with that week one win.
Yeah. And number five was Tony Pollard. He did great. You expected him to. 70 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I hate to say this, but as advertised.
Yeah, but we knew that about him.
Right.
Like, we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, he was going to do it. And the Cowboys just destroyed the Giants, so that's, you know, another factor there. All right, tight ends. Here's where it gets fun, guys. We knew the two top tight ends were out.
Yeah.
And I had TJ Hockenson, and I said, yes, he's going to do great. He didn't do that great. Most tight ends did not do that great. The top five, is that five or six? Top five are not owned in our league.
Or probably in a lot of leagues.
I'm just going to kind of run through them, and we can go back and talk about a couple of them here. But we got Hunter Henry, number one, Hayden Hurst, Donald Parham Jr., Blake Bell, who's that, you ask? Kansas City, Harrison Bryant, Pat Freiermuth is the one that has the big name there, number six on the board.
I thought maybe Likely would be on there, you know, when I knew that Andrews wasn't going to play, and nope, he didn't do anything.
So yeah. This is what we talked about, right? Just tight end is a wasteland. That's why I said, who cares? Take them at the end of the draft, draft a couple of them, see what happens. Like, all these guys, nobody's owning them. I think Hunter Henry was the highest scorer this week. He actually had the most receiving yards for any tight end with 56. Like, that's nothing. So, tight ends, I hate them.
It's like the lottery. Just pick one, throw them in there, see what happens.
Here's my big thing. I think all leagues should get rid of the tight ends and just play like an extra, just play four pass catchers. So if you want to play a tight end as a pass catcher, do it. But get rid of tight ends. This is annoying.
I think, but like there's strategy to that, I think. That's why it's like, well, you got to like figure it out in order to win. So
but
just
like,
figure it out.
A lot of the tight ends like aren't even really tight ends, right? They're like flexed out. They play as receivers. So it's like not a lot of these guys are blocking.
It's
right?
It's a gamble.
So you want to just throw in another flex instead.
Yeah. Let's get a guy that will actually catch passes and, you know, get more.
I guess more points
yards.
And more. Yeah.
It's do you guys like trying to sort through this tight end list every week? Like, it's
no.
So annoying.
Yeah. It's just a dart throw. I will say this. Zach Ertz had 10 targets. I mean, if you like the Arizona Cardinals, go ahead and take
target
him.
He had a target in the end zone, too, I think, that he wasn't able to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he had 10 targets. And TJ Hockenson, my guy, had 9 targets. So 8 receptions, 35 yards, not great, but at least he's getting the targets, and I do like to see that. So if you do want a tight end, kind of look at targets also, because any given Sunday, they may differ. So at least you know who's going to be
Some of these stat lines are so gross. Like you said, 8 catches. So you're like, oh, cool, like 80 yards. Like, nope, 35 yards. Like, yeah. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 21 yards. Like, we're completing 2-yard passes? Like, yeah. Come on.
Did you guys know that it was Hayden Hurst's first touchdown?
Yeah, first touchdown of his career.
Of his career.
Really?
Because he was with Atlanta, and Atlanta didn't use him. That's what I'm talking about.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Yeah, they announced it on the broadcast. So, yeah. I mean, if they
That's
may be
crazy
wrong,
to me. I would lose a lot of money.
Fact check it.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at that.
It was a first for both of them, actually. That touchdown was a first for both of them. And then I'm pretty sure he threw the ball into the stands or something.
Well, at that point, you better
usually
believe
you
for
save
how
it
long.
For the you save it for the quarterback if you don't want it for yourself. Yeah, I think he just forgot because he's like, oh, I got my one, you know.
He's like, well, this is like year 3, whatever.
So, do you know how I know that we are the fantasy football fools? Because he scores has 15 career touchdowns. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
The sportscaster guy messed up.
Don't listen.
It was Bryce Young's first touchdown. Maybe that's what they were referring to.
That's probably what they're referring to.
Well, yeah. No, he said, oh, it's Bryce Young's, and he was probably thinking
the first
that.
Touchdown
he was
from
in
Bryce
Cincinnati
Young.
Last year. He had a couple touchdowns.
Oh, was he in Cincinnati?
Burrow. He had 3 in Atlanta the year before that. 6 in Atlanta the year before that. He scored every year of his career. So,
hey guys, gotcha.
Edit that out.
Cut that.
Moving on to kickers. Yes, we talk about kickers because
April Fools.
They can get a lot of points, Fools. Man. Nick Folk was the number one kicker, tied with Jake Elliott with 18 points. That's a lot of points, guys. 18 points can help you a lot in your league. Now, I will say this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know. The top 10, top 15. Is it the top 20? I think it is.
Oh, wow. It's nobody's owned.
We have... one of these kickers is owned in our league in the top 20. So it's kind of another, we're just trying to figure stuff out. It's week one. But
so are they.
a lot of leagues don't play with kickers. I'm perfectly fine with that. If you play with a kicker, make sure you get a good one because they can make a lot of difference in your league.
Get a good one because they won't be top 10 in the first week.
But we're going to move on now. Defense. Wow. Okay. We all know.
Top 5.
We all know the top 5 team, Jesse's number 5 team, the Dallas Cowboys, 39 fantasy points, 7 sacks, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, 2 touchdowns, a block kick, 2 fourth down stops. Yikes.
They looked like the varsity playing against the JV. Like it was, they were bigger, they were faster, they were stronger. Like,
it looked like that movie, Little Giants.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I thought Daniel Jones is playing in the second half, just taking a beating after being down so many points. Like that was really hard to watch. And the Giants were a playoff team last year. Like that's a good football team. And Dallas just absolutely obliterated them.
Yeah, that is a good defense, a good team, but a very good defense. So, pick them up. I'm sure they're rostered 99% of
leagues. So the 1% of you guys that don't have them rostered, hurry up and pick them up.
New York Jets tonight, another good defense. They had 20 points, 5 sacks. Yeah, they sacked Josh Allen 5 times, 3 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery, and a touchdown.
Jeez, that's the game right there.
Part against a good offense against Buffalo, right? So sometimes you try to like not play your defense against a good offense like that, but the Jets, play them against anybody.
I think I played the Jets in 1 or 2 leagues, actually, now that I think about it. I totally forgot about that. I'll have to look at the scores after this.
I think they're going to come back down to earth. I mean, they beat Buffalo, but I think they're going to... I mean, it was a crazy game. I'm not going to take anything away from them. Their defense was good, but at the end, the way that game ended was just ridiculous. So, it's...
Well, and they got the punt return touchdown.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
like 6 points at the end. Also.
So it was like, I don't believe that's going to happen. Like we were talking about last year, you said that a lot of balls bounced the Raiders' way, and so they were going to have a worse season. And I feel like that's how it was for the Jets. Like they got a lot of good things going their way, and I don't think that can't keep going. You know, so yeah, I still don't see them making the playoffs. Still,
you blew it.
All right, these are the guys who did not do so well, and we'll start with Mr. Daniel Jones.
It's a long list of these guys.
We're gonna go quick here. Daniel Jones, -3 points. He had 104 yards passing, 2 interceptions, 7 sacks. Of course, we talked about it. Dallas just destroyed him. Who else for quarterbacks here? Let me get down the list here.
Derek Carr.
I mean, Derek Carr did okay, but he wasn't great. I mean, you know what's funny? Dak Prescott had 5 points. Only 5 points because their defense did all the work. So it had 143 yards passing, and that is it.
How about Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah. Joe Burrow.
1 point.
Joe Burrow. There you go. Yeah, Cincinnati, you know, he just got paid. So what does he care, right?
Yeah.
That was tough to watch. He just got paid, the highest paid.
But he's also the guy who practiced the least all of preseason. Yeah. It wasn't true. Even like he just didn't play in the games. He was out of practice because of his calf.
And you know what? To join him, Lamar Jackson, 1 point. What about Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, five points. Yeah.
So some of these big quarterbacks, man, just did not get it done week one. But again, do not overreact. I think that's not going to be.
You're still playing those guys every week.
That's not going to be the average. Moving on to wide receivers. Well, we already talked about him. Kadarius Toney. Just won the game for Detroit, basically.
I heard he deleted all his social media because of all
people were coming.
It was just yeah.
That was brutal. I'm sure he got. There was somebody who said, "I don't even care. I'm just gonna ask my commissioner to drop him, even though I'm not allowed to because I don't want him on my team." That was rough. And then T. Higgins, right?
Yeah.
Higgins. Big zero spot. So we talked about Joe Burrow being terrible. He threw for like 82 yards. None of those yards went to T. Higgins.
Yeah,
big,
he had
big
eight targets and 0 points. I think, did he even have a catch?
Nope, I don't think so.
Wow. Who else we got? Drake London. I had him on my team. Big zero
Speaking
as well.
Of zeros, yeah.
You should be used to that from him, though.
Well, this one's bad because he had one target.
They don't throw
they
the ball.
Don't. Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah,
like Hayden Hurst, who just scored his first touchdown of his career.
and Kyle Pitts, same thing. He didn't have a lot going on there. Any other receivers of note you want to talk about?
I think that's it.
Yeah, we're going to move through these. There's a lot of guys that maybe on your team that didn't do that well.
And you would know.
The key is just don't overreact, all right? If you really, really want to, pick somebody else up. But if it's a big name, you got to kind of wait.
How did Amari Cooper do?
You got to wait it out for like
three points.
Yeah.
So that game, and now I want to touch a little bit on that game. That game was interesting. Cleveland, Cincinnati. There was like late rain, but looking at the way the quarterbacks were performing, you would expect that it was like a thunderstorm because they just like, I don't know if they couldn't grip the ball, but Deshaun Watson missed on a few like wide open passes. He was bouncing.
They looked bad
Burrow
too.
Looked bad. Yeah, neither team looked good. Cleveland dominated that game, but I don't know. The weather didn't look as bad as they looked. You know, they
did you see the interception that Deshaun Watson threw?
I don't.
It was awful. He rolls out to the left and he threw it because he was under pressure directly at the linebacker. It was a linebacker or maybe a corner that came up. I don't know, but there was nobody around.
Right.
There was nobody from his team, just right at him. It was bad.
I think it came out of his hand, awkward and wrong. But it was not a good throw at all. I got a question for you. We're gonna play a little game here, and we'll figure out where we land at the end of the season or whenever it happens. But Deontay Johnson had 48 yards, three catches for 48 yards, still does not have a touchdown. What week will Deontay Johnson get a touchdown?
Depends on his injury now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that plays into it.
I'll take week 7.
All right. Brandon's got 7.
Let me make sure they're not like on a bye or something weird.
Alessio, pick a week.
Hold on. Let me see what the bye is.
Hold on, I'm looking it up too right here. Bye week 6.
Yeah, week 7. Perfect. He's going to get healthy off the bye.
Oh, man. If he, we'll see. I don't know when he's going to come back. I would say if he comes back before that, he would have it before that, but it just depends when he's back.
Take a guess. This is gambling, man.
So he has a right hamstring injury. I don't think he's going to be out that long.
Those linger.
But
hamstrings linger.
They could.
I would say if he's going to miss time, he'll miss about 4 weeks. And then six is a bye.
Doing the math.
I have to go higher than that too. So I'm going to say, but I don't want to do the same as you. So I'll go higher. I'll say 8.
All right, I'm gonna get a little crazy here.
Next week.
I'm going to say week 14.
Oh.
Finally, it's going to happen in week 14.
That's a long way, okay, man. He was doing good. I don't know.
It's a bad hammy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. What you said, what week did you say?
Eight.
Seven, eight, 14. Perfect.
Fun little game we got going.
7-8 Dallas Cowboys.
yeah. All right, so moving on to running backs here.
Oh, one more question before we move on, because it reminded we talked about Amari Cooper and we talked about the game. How did Deshaun Watson do? Did he do okay or was he bad?
Oh, he was fine. He hit a rushing touchdown. He did throw a touchdown, I think. He was fine. I think he has like 19 fantasy points.
So. Okay, so he did all right. How did Nick Chubb do?
Good. Over 100 yards.
No touchdown, though. Yeah, no.
I don't remember.
He didn't. And I was thinking, oh, Deshaun Watson's touchdown. That's Nick Chubb's touchdown.
All right, running backs that did not do well. Antonio Gibson, negative 1 point. He had three carries. It was all Brian Robinson. If you drafted Antonio Gibson, you're not looking great right
now.
Yeah,
what happened there?
I think they just wanted to run the ball. I think Robinson's a guy. Gibson's more of the pass catcher, too, but he did run the ball once and fumble. That's how he's got the negative points. I think they just didn't go back to him after that.
Some other ones to keep an eye on. Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody was high on him. And he still could be pretty good, but only 42 yards. He got 5 points total.
So fun stat, Jahmyr Gibbs actually led the league in forced missed tackles. So he minimal carries and made six tacklers missed. I like him a lot. Still very high on Jahmyr Gibbs.
There you go. Najee Harris, 3 points, 31 yards, 6 carries.
Yeah, that was bad.
They were playing San Francisco. You have to give them that also. But, yeah, that's room for concern right there. Rashad White, a lot of people liked him. 39 yards, 17 carries, 39 yards. They were playing Minnesota. Is Minnesota's defense that good? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, no. It's not that good. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to say there.
Breaking news, Robert Saleh, Jets head coach, just said Zach Wilson will be the starter the rest of the season.
Oh, ouch. So
it
wasn't Achilles.
We will post this tonight. I mean, they already got the news because it just came out.
Yeah.
But if you guys,
way to be the first.
If you guys are asleep and you're listening to this in the morning, driving to work, there you go. Aaron Rodgers looks like he is out for the season. Looks like it's probably an Achilles. That's rough sledding for Mr. Rodgers there. Dalvin Cook, 5 points. James Cook, 5 points. Isaiah Pacheco, 5 points. Kenneth Walker, 6 points. Josh Jacobs, 6 points. Joe Mixon, 6 points. He had a lot of running backs that didn't do very well this week. Again, don't worry too much. You have to get that sample size. Wait for week two. Wait for week three. Let's move on.
But if somebody in your league is panicking, go after him like a shark, man.
There you go. If you like him, go get him. We're just going to skip tight ends. Tight ends are kind of
I mean, we already kind of talked about it. So
it's a wasteland, as we said over there. All right, so let's move along to some waiver wire pickups. These guys may be guys you might want to target moving forward. And we're going to start with Justice Hill and Gus Edwards. We talked about it, but J.K. Dobbins is out, and those are his replacements. Who do you like better?
I thought Gus Edwards, but I don't know now. It's like I'm still going to go with Gus Edwards, but I don't know why he wasn't the one that got those carries yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's going to be a committee. Justice Hill did look good. I kind of like Justice Hill over Gus Edwards moving forward here, but just kind of pick your guy, shoot your shot. You know, I think either way, anything could happen.
Like you said, it might be like a hot hand thing, so just depending on who's doing well or who gets on a little hot streak.
Tyler Allgeier, we talked about him as well. He's 56% rostered, so another person you can snatch up because they're going to run the ball, as we know. That's what they do, and they're not going to stop that. But I want to talk about this wide receiver right here. Puka Nacua had a killer week one, somebody that I think will continue moving forward. You're not going to get what you got from him week one, more than likely, but I think, you know, he's going to be one of the persons that they're going to throw to quite a bit over there.
He's the number one until Cooper Kupp comes back, I think.
And he had 10 catches for 119 yards. He didn't even score a touchdown.
15 targets, yeah.
Yeah, didn't even score a touchdown. So it shows you right there they're going to target him. Kyren Williams, we also talked about him. You can pick him up. Nico Collins is another one there. Wide receiver to target over Houston, right? He's Houston.
Yep.
They got to throw to somebody. And Houston looked better than I thought they were going to, actually, on both offense and defense.
Yeah. That's it. I don't have much to say, but they surprised, just like the Colts.
Romeo Dobbs, Damian Harris, Zay Jones, some people that may be rostered, but if not, take a look. And we talked about Jacoby Myers as well. Davante Adams is going to get a lot of balls, but Jacoby is a number two, great number two right there. Hayden Hurst, tight end. Hunter Henry, tight end.
Congratulations to Hayden Hurst on his first career touchdown.
Shoot your shot with those guys. But overall, what do you think? I think probably Baltimore running backs are the number one pickup of the week. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
All right.
I think I'd rather have Puka Nacua, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you have, three wide receivers and a flex like we do right here. All right. Let's move along. Pick up those guys. Check the waiver wire. Keep your team. Don't overreact. That's what we're talking about. Let's go into the weekly matchups. So far, we have 0-0-0. And last week, we picked these matchups. Kansas City versus Detroit. Kansas City by 6.5 points. Kansas City did not win that. They
did
lost
not.
By a point. And you, Eliseo, picked...
Kansas City.
Yes. Brandon, you picked...
Kansas City.
And I picked Detroit. Woo! Winner over here. Winner, winner, chicken.
I think that if we had recorded another episode after Kelsey got injured, I would have changed my answer.
Definitely.
Cleveland versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati by 2.5. And the Browns destroyed 24-3. You and me, Alseo, pick Cincy, and Brandon pick Cleveland.
A trash game.
Top five, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Enjoy while it lasts.
Yeah. Just they like dominated, but they didn't look great.
They
doing
did
it,
not
so
look great.
I think, feel as good
I
as
think,
I should after a 24-3.
It was like more. Cincy was just terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
But the Cleveland defense was good, but yeah, I don't feel super great as I should after that one.
San Francisco versus Pittsburgh. San Francisco by 3 points. I pick San Fran. Eliseo picked San Fran. And Brandon said Pittsburgh's going to take it. Well, San Francisco, 30-7, took it down. They were great. They looked great. San Francisco's going to be a force to be reckoned with. We had Green Bay versus Chicago. Chicago was favored by 2.5 points. Brandon, you picked Green Bay. Me and Alseo picked Chicago.
I don't like the way this is going.
And the Packers won 38-20. So Brandon with another win there. Yes. And then Miami versus the Chargers. The Chargers by 3 points. And Miami beat them out. What was the score of that one?
That was by two. It was 36-34
Miami.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, wait. So actually, they didn't cover... So that means that
what? Chargers?
Chargers?
Lost. They were
they lost.
Oh yeah,
three,
they were favorite.
So Miami gets.
I don't know
the
what
point.
I'm talking about. Which is good because me and you also picked Miami.
You almost gave it to me.
Brandon picked the Chargers, and then finally Buffalo versus the New York Jets, which we just got done watching. Buffalo was favored by 2.5, and they lost the game. Not to Aaron Rodgers, but they lost. So we all lose that one right there. We all picked Buffalo. So, I have 3 wins, Eliseo 2, Brandon 2. So, let's pick next.
Oh, that's weird. I thought you had more. That's why I was complaining just now.
No, I wasn't good either. But just like last year, I'll start rattling off my stats after week one.
The comeback kid over here. All right, so we're going to pick some games. We'll talk about them a little bit, and we're going to pick who's going to win. So, first we got Green Bay at Atlanta. Green Bay's favored by 1 point.
I'll go first, I guess. Green Bay by 1?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Green Bay is on a high from this win that, they got, which was, it was a pretty even matchup, I thought, going in. and they pretty much had their way with Chicago. So that kind of surprised me. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that. And then going up against a team like Atlanta, I think Green Bay has more, I want to say like experience. I don't even know how I want to describe it, but they have, I think they got it. It's not just a bunch of rookies, you know? And so I think the running backs are good. Well, Aaron Jones, is if he plays, he's going to be great. And Zach Wilson made a connection with Gabriel today, right? Who's the receiver?
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. Jesus. What? Wow. With Garrett Wilson.
Get to the pick already.
Garrett Wilson is looking really good. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Wait, I'm on the wrong.
Oh my God. I am on the wrong.
I was thinking Rodgers, and then it got, wow, that's why. I was thinking.
I was like, where's he going with this?
Oh man, I'm not even drunk. I'm not even drunk. Okay, no. Forget everything I just said. Green Bay is going to win.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. Obviously, it's Green Bay by one. I think Green Bay has potential to score more points than Atlanta, but I think it could go either way. I'm going to pick Green Bay.
Okay, I like that you guys are doing that. I'm going to take Atlanta at home. I think they're going to run the ball down their throats. They played a lot of close games last year. I think they'll play some close games this year. So give me Atlanta plus one.
All right, next up we got the Rams at the Bengals. Bengals by 3.5. What?
Ravens at Bengals.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I wrote that down wrong. Rams at Baltimore. Baltimore, that makes more sense. Baltimore by 3.5.
No. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Cincinnati what? By 3.5.
What am I looking at?
You guys, jeez.
Thanks for taking the baton.
So we're doing Baltimore at Cincinnati?
We sure are, because that's who's playing in week two.
Wow, I don't know why I wrote that down. Yeah.
So Baltimore at Cincinnati. Cincinnati by 3.5. I'll go first, because we're all over the place here.
Yeah.
Again, Cincinnati was so bad last week. Ravens, we talked about. J.K. Dobbins out with the injury. I don't think Cincy can look that bad again. 3.5 is a lot. These teams usually play pretty close games. I don't like this pick, but give me the Bengals minus 3.5 because I don't think they're as bad as they were last week.
All right.
I'm going to agree with him. I think they kind of get their heads out of their, you know, and then I think they got this one.
I mean, I got Lamar. I think I have to go after him.
He can be good and not win, you know?
Like this week, he wasn't good.
They won. Houston. So.
Yeah. I think that... oh, man, it's tough. You know, I think that Cincinnati's going to come out and they're definitely going to play a lot better. They want to redeem themselves. But I think they're going to be the world's going to be surprised and they're going to start 0-2. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Another point for me.
Next we have, is this right? Seattle at Detroit. All right, we're good. We're back on track, everybody. Who wrote these damn notes? Detroit by 6 points. I pick first.
You're up first.
Well, oh man, this is a tough one, you know, because Detroit is a great team. I think that they just beat the Chiefs, so why could they not beat Seattle? And there's only one reason I can think of.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How many times are you going to set yourself up with that?
As many as it
all
takes.
All the work to get it on the soundboard, he's going to use it. Yeah.
I think Geno Smith is going to come out and do some good stuff, just like I said last week. No, I think it's going to be a closer game than the 6 spread. I think Detroit may win it, but they're not going to cover the spread. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yeah, usually in games like this, I think the two teams are more evenly matched than the 6 points indicates, but I can't get there with Seattle. They were so bad at home against the Rams. Again, I know Detroit coming off a win against Kansas City, they got extra 3 days of rest. I think they're going to come out and look really, really good offensively. I could see a big breakout game for Jahmyr Gibbs. Give me Detroit minus 6 in a blowout.
Ooh, in a blowout. Ooh. You know what? I completely agree with Brandon. Detroit
is... Oh, wow!
Is... Cool. Detroit is riding high. They're excited. And Hutchinson, Did you guys see Hutchinson? He's a beast.
Unbelievable, yeah.
He's going to go ask for that letter in person that you keep saying that he didn't write back. He's going to go, where's that letter, man? I want that letter. And he's going to follow him around all game until he gets that letter. And he's going to knock him to the ground and be like, give me that letter. And this guy's going to try and not write back, and he's going to find out why maybe he should have. I don't know. But also, and I knew, everybody knows that that Detroit is getting better slowly. And this year, we didn't do like a hot take thing, but I thought that I was going to give a hot take saying like, oh, Detroit's going to make the playoffs. I didn't have them winning the division, but then I found out that apparently everybody has them winning the division. So I was like, oh, okay. I guess it's a hot take that I'm saying they're not going to win the division, but still make it in the playoffs. It doesn't matter. That's just, you know, a little extra.
So what did you have winning the division?
What's your pick?
Minnesota.
Yeah. And they lost at home to Tampa. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what's your pick in this game?
And we have, yeah, what's your pick, first of all?
Oh, yeah, I forgot the whole pick thing. So Detroit. Detroit. Yeah, okay. It's Detroit. Yeah. But I do think that it's going to be a blowout, like you said. I think Seattle is not looking good, and that Detroit defense did look really good. So I think they're going
to
get after it.
Overreacting to week one, but here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City at Jacksonville. Kansas City by 3 points.
Is Kelce playing?
We don't
know. That's a big. Yeah. I mean,
I would assume that this 3 points is baked in, knowing that it's possibly.
Yeah, who knows? That's really a really close margin too. Like we were talking about, Lawrence and Calvin Ridley were looking good, you know, and obviously we all saw what happened with Kansas City. So I'm gonna go out on a ledge here, and I'm gonna say that Kansas City loses again.
Ooh, where's that?
This is a big.
Oh, wow.
This is a big test for Jacksonville. Huge test for Jacksonville. But I think they can pull it off. It's going to be a close game, but I think Jacksonville can win.
Me next? All right. I think I'll make this quick. I think Kelsey's back. I think Kansas City gets it done. Kansas City by 3.
I agree. I can't see Kansas City going 0-2, so give me the Chiefs.
All right. And last, we got the Los Angeles Chargers. Or the San Diego Chargers, as LSAO calls them. And at Tennessee, Chargers by 3. Who wants to? Is it me?
You're up.
All right. Tennessee, they're a good team, but I think Chargers can score some points on them. I don't think Tennessee is going to be able to keep up with that. Even though they're a good defense, I think the Chargers are going to outscore them. And 3 points, I think, is they're going to easily get that. I'm not gonna say it's a blowout, but I think they're gonna win by, you know, probably 7 to 10 points. So I'll go with the Chargers.
This one's tough. Tennessee just kind of plays ugly football. They run the ball well. They play good defense. The Chargers just keep charging. They keep disappointing. But I agree. I think they're if they want to be a playoff team, they can't go 0-2. So give me the Chargers.
Yeah, let's make this one quick. I'll go with Chargers also.
Uh oh. Our last
that
pick,
Tennessee's
the
gonna
first. We just saw what happened with our pick last week. All right, those are the picks. We'll see what happens next week. Stay tuned. And is that it? That's it, right? Yeah, we got this week's games. All right. Well, now you know what it's time for, don't ya? You get your balls to the wall. All right, balls to the wall time. Who's your guy that's going to go off? Let's talk about last week first. Brandon, we're going to save yours for last. LSAO, you had Jordan Addison. You said he was going to do 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did 61 yards and 1 touchdown.
And 1 touchdown.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
bad, you know? It's not. It's like a ball to the wall, you know? one tennis ball right to the wall. Ding. All right, we'll go with yours.
That's pretty close, though, compared to what we were doing last year. Like, that's a good start for me, I think.
Hey, you almost hit
close,
the yards, right?
But, like, 67 yards and a touchdown is not, like, balls.
Yeah,
though.
No, but it's not. But it's
average
yeah.
performance.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do mine next then. Geno Smith, my guy, you know. Where's
they wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Waiting for the drop there the whole time. Who's our tech guy? 347 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's what I said he's going to do. He did 112 yards and 1 touchdown. But see, I was a week too early. So, you know, it's going to happen here. Don't worry, he's not my boss of the wall this week. And then, Brandon, you had J.K. Dobbins, 120 yards and two touchdowns. You know what? He did 22 yards and a touchdown, and then he tore his Achilles.
He did one Achilles to the wall and then was out. I was like, that's enough of the wall.
But, he, you know, he might have done it. Who knows?
I think he, yeah, he would have done a lot better if he was just, if he was still in
the
game.
Achilles.
Because look, because then their other running back scored two touchdowns. So it could have easily been his.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep. All right. Who do you got this week?
Who's going first?
I'll start it off. All right. Couple guys were in the running, but I'm gonna go with this receiver right here. He's playing against a team who gave up 446 yards through the air in week one. I'm talking about the Los Angeles Chargers. That's who he's going against. And DeAndre Hopkins is going to give you 122 and two touchdowns.
Okay. All right. I'll go next. All right. So this guy did okay this week. Five receptions, 55 yards. And a reception touchdown on seven targets. So he did all right. He's like mid-tier guy. Well, no, like lower bottom guy. And he's like the number three on this team. But I think he, I'm just telling you, it's Zay Jones. He is going to have to step it up because they're playing Kansas City. And after this week, I know that Kansas City is going to like focus all their attention on Calvin Ridley. So somebody's going to have to step it up. Christian Kirk didn't get a lot of action. This guy's stepping up. So, again, another guy who I don't see having a bunch of yards, but I do see a couple of scores. So I'm going to give him 75 yards and two touchdowns.
I like how you just make it up on the spot.
Well, because I was like, I was going to do like 50 at first, and I was like, no, he'll have more than that. But yeah.
Okay. Keeping with the theme of wide receivers, I'm going to take a guy against the Indianapolis Colts. Give me wide receiver for the Texans, Nico Collins.
Oh, he was in the running for me.
100 yards and two touchdowns.
All right, I like it. Yeah, Nico Collins could be great. Pick up those guys. Those are your balls to the wall for this week. And, man, football's back. This is great. It's good times. Go check us out, thefantasyfootballfools.com. That's where you can find the podcast. You can also find it. You're listening to it right now, but you can have it on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And then at Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter. Hit us up over there. And until next time, you know.
What do we know?
No one wants to say it. Don't be a fool.
Stay in school, I guess.